Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie segment. We're going to talk about cleaning up your digital closet, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first of all, I want to always take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you always feel your time was well spent. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world, and you love helping others live their dream. Perhaps that's why you're here, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great episode with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there and links to connect with me as well. And if you're not on my newsletter list and you want to be, I send that out every Wednesday. You can sign up for that on the show page as well. And maybe you have a message to share. Reach out to me if you would like to be a guest on the show. Now, without further ado, let's get to our discussion today. Now, in the newsletter that I sent out last week, I shared my thoughts about following a guru. And today I want to address sort of the other end of the spectrum. And sometimes this is referred to as the shiny object syndrome. You know, entrepreneurs, especially in the beginning, usually fall into one of these two categories. Now, if this doesn't relate to you, good for you. Then that means perhaps you're following your own path and listening to your inner guidance. Kudos to you. For those of you not on my newsletter or maybe who didn't see this, let me recap what I talked about in the newsletter last week. And again, there's that link to join the newsletter list if you'd like to be on it. That's on the show page below. Now, what I talked about in the newsletter last week was the number of marketing gurus and experts out there. You know, they often tell you that they're the best one and probably the only one that can provide everything you need for your entrepreneur journey. And that brings up the question, should you follow someone? You know, like searching for our purpose in life, many entrepreneurs are searching for the right guru or expert to give them all the answers to build a successful business. Now, while I've grown from many courses and mentors and coaches that I've had over the years, I wouldn't say that I necessarily follow anyone. I take the best parts of what I learn from each experience and grow from there. Personally, I don't think that any one person has all the answers anyway. You are unique. There's nobody in the whole world that does what you do like you do it. And I believe that whatever opportunities you have to learn and grow from, ultimately, you have to turn into that inner guidance and find the answers and find what fits for you. As some of you might know, I became a certified angel card reader with Doreen Virtue. It was a great course, and as always, I took the best pieces that fit for me and created my own style of angel card readings. And that's what I share the first week of each month. I've never considered angel readings or listening to your inner guidance as sort of new age thinking. These are simply components I added into my spirituality practice. But Doreen Virtue was a spirituality guru to many, and thousands, maybe even millions of people followed her. Now, I had not been following Doreen lately, but a friend recently told me that she had heard that Doreen has completely changed her path and no longer believes in angel readings. So I did a little searching online on this. And indeed, Doreen now believes that angel card readings and other practices that she calls New Age are evil and the work of the devil, and she's devoted herself to Christianity and Jesus. Now, does this mean that all the books she wrote and the classes she taught and the angel card decks that she created for many, many years was all a lie? Or does it mean that she simply changed her belief system? And people can do that. It's a choice. But I can't help but to think about all those people who followed her faithfully. You know, I've also heard countless stories of business coaches who claim to be gurus, but they're not really what they appear to be. You know, and you might think that if this particular business expert can make six or seven figures, that they'll be able to help you make six or seven figures as well. But typically, that's not the case. We're all individuals and we all have our own journeys. So I encourage you to find your own path. Follow your own intuition. And I totally do believe in working with coaches and mentors and taking courses, but I advise you not to put all of your eggs in one basket. Following one person or one strategy blindly is not going to give you the success that you seek. So that's kind of what I talked about in terms of the follow one person or one philosophy thing. Now let's talk about the other end of the spectrum, the shiny object syndrome. As entrepreneurs, especially in the beginning, there's so much to learn and so many people who want us to learn from them, right? We get emails all the time. I know I do. It's easy to have shiny object syndrome and sign up for every course, every coach, watch every webinar, download every PDF. I mean, there's so many free things out there. Everyone's got this irresistible freebie for you, right? And there's a lot of good information out there, don't get me wrong, but it can just be too much. And you know, we've probably all done it. I know I did it in the beginning. You know, how much can you actually consume and make use of? I mean, really, watching all those webinars, reading all those ebooks is a full-time job in and of itself. And what about the things we pay for? It's that nickel and dime approach. You know, we think that it's only $27 or $97. That's not a lot of money. And it sounds good. And let me tell you, they all sound good. But that $27 or $97 each adds up quickly when you keep doing it. And the big question is, and I'm going back to this big question, do you use it? Do you watch the webinars and implement what they talk about? Do you read the ebook or the PDF and implement what is in that content? Whatever it is, you know, do you learn from it? You know, even if you just take one tip from something, and this is my philosophy, if I get one good tip, even if it's like a $97 course or something or webinar, I think it's worth it if I got something from it. But there's so many things that we never even look at, so we don't know if we could get anything from it or not. You know, I confess, I have lots of free stuff that I got from opt-ins, you know, ebooks, webinars, all of that, that I haven't watched either. And I think, you know, someday I'll get to it, which is, you know, probably what you thought too. And this is probably the same reason I have a house full of books with bookmarks in about 20 of them at any given time. And these are all nonfiction resource books because sometime I'm going to need this or I'm going to get to it. And I think for me, it started back in nursing school and never really stopped. But if you're like most entrepreneurs, you too have accumulated a huge library of stuff that you don't use and that you probably don't need, or maybe it's not even valid anymore. You grab everything thinking that someday I'll use it and that someday never really comes. And by the time you look at it, if you do down the road, it's outdated or it's not pertinent anymore. Learning to be discerning and not jumping at every shiny object will prevent the clutter of information that can easily build up. And you know, I always think this begins with having a clear goal and plan. I mean, you have to start there. Sometimes in the beginning, we're not so clear, are we? And so that might be a bit of a stretch, but taking time to know who your ideal customer is or client is, to know how you can serve them, is a place that you just have to start. Having that plan with that end goal. You can't have a plan unless you have an end goal anyway. So having that end goal and putting that out there, okay? And then identifying where you are now. There's a space in between, right? Where you are now to where you want to be. Knowing what needs to happen or what you need to learn, who to get help from, whatever, to reach that end goal will make it much easier. I think working backwards from the end goal is the best way to approach this. Then you can be more discerning and won't jump at everything. You'll choose only what fits that path, right? What fits with you and gets you to that end goal. Everything should be leading to the same place. Making this leap, if you haven't already done it, may say a huge difference in how you evaluate and what you will invest in. Even if it's for you, you're investing your time, and that is still valuable. So whether you're paying for something or whether it's a freebie, it's still an investment. Now, if you've accumulated a lot of stuff, you know, no worries. Everybody probably does in the beginning. Go through your computer folders and see, that might be where you store all this stuff, because most of it is probably digital, and clean house. I mean, that's the sneaky thing about digital files. They don't stack up in a pile on your desk, so you don't realize how many you have. And you might do this with bookmarking pages as well. Worse yet, shiny object syndrome can lead you to spending lots of money on things that you'll never use. Now, your success work for this week is to take some time. I encourage you to take the time and go through those files and clean things up. It's kind of like cleaning your closet. If you haven't worn that outfit for 2 years, you can probably send it to Goodwill. I go through my bookmarks and folders every so often because as an entrepreneur, the journey changes, right? And things change. Organizing and getting rid of the clutter is so helpful. It will clear things for you. So maybe it's time to clean up your digital house. I hope you enjoyed this segment today of Biz Bites with Bonnie, and I will be back next week with a guest, and I will see you then. Until then, I want you to remember that anything is possible as long as you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.